What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm Ant.
And I'm out of breath. What's going on, everybody?
You did not have that. You only had 16 seconds, man. What do you have?
Oh, man, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, man. So, welcome back to the most magical place on earth here, Clocks Running.
Clocks Running, not Disney World.
Oh, which, okay.
I got some ears.
Hey, man, I just want to check in about this bet that you have with Coop and Chun. Are you losing right now, or what's going on with that?
I'm toast, man. I'm out. So the bet was best bracket overall. I needed Boise State. I needed Oregon to win. Both of them choked. Looks like by the time this is done, Georgia's going to choke. I'm all sorts of out. I think right now the best bracket's Chun's. Coop has a chance to tie. Because let's go ahead and just clear the air. On an ESPN bracket, correct me if I'm – do you do March Madness?
Yeah.
Okay. So if your team's still in – you can still get points correct, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Coop's still alive. Texas needs to beat Ohio State, and they would be tied. And if they go to a tie, then we go, I think, to the Sunday night game before we go to Tampa. We'll have this all figured out before we're in Tampa. But boy, this is bad. I'm in last place. I'm out. So.
Why don't you just have them pick final score of the championship game or something like that?
Well, the problem would be this has to be decided before we get to Tampa.
So the only thing
we'll have is a championship game.
Gotcha. So, okay. Well, that's cool, I guess. Sorry. I don't know.
I'm just not good at betting, I guess.
Yeah, stick to Prize Picks or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Is all gambling legal in North Carolina, or
it is? It is actually. Oh, so nice. Well, let me rephrase that. All the online games, all right, card games and stuff, you got to go like onto like the Native American reservations and stuff, like to the casinos there. And otherwise, it's just online.
They don't have those boats that like sail down the river. What are those that are in the river?
The river boats. They have those in South Carolina. They don't have those in North Carolina.
Oh, okay. I feel like sometimes I feel like maybe the life that you lived growing up is similar to Ozark. Did you ever watch that show?
No. Well, okay. Jesse Bates?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch it. I heard it was good, but I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I found this. I didn't realize this, but I guess the only thing you have to do to get on this show is to make fun of one of us on social media.
Or three.
So I want you to go ahead and introduce the guest for tonight, and let's get going.
Hey, listen, so my guy, he plays for the number one team out on the West Coast in contact. All right, he's a pivotal member of that team. His meme-making abilities are A1. I give him an A+ for making the meme he did. Bring my man Keese onto the screen.
What's happening?
What's going on, bro?
Man, what up? I'm not even surprised that you got a can in your hand already.
Hey, it's just a monster. That's all. Okay.
Hey, my man's at work.
I had a Newport, but you know I got to settle down.
Hey man, so I appreciate you coming on. When we have a new guest on, we just want to give you the opportunity to kind of explain your origin story, what brought you into flag football, and what's brought you to the point today.
Well, you know, I got into flag football when I dropped out of U of A. You know, I had little-ass bastards to take care of. So I dropped out of U of A, played for Coach Rodriguez in 2011, 2012. And I sat back at home for a while. And then y'all know who Jordan Harrison is, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jordan Harrison is the one that told me, like, hey, man, since you ain't doing nothing, come out and play flag. I want to say that's about 2015, 2014 around there. And I came out and played flag, man. I had to get myself noticed and playing on sorry teams. And then, you know, I started playing. I started traveling with Nine Man a while back with Nomads when Todd McElmore. That's when he introduced me before anybody in Arizona started traveling a lot more. I was playing nine man back then. So, yeah, and I just stick with New Dynasty, you know. We suck for a while, but, you know, we're clicking, and we just going in every state and taking over.
Whoa. I said it. Whoa, that was a bold statement.
I said
it. Hey, Jacob might have misspoke when he introduced you as the number one team in the West Coast, because, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but when have you guys beaten the Bears?
You know what? Pool play, they beat us in where it matters. I'll give them that. The Bears beat us where it matters, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the Bears are like our brothers. We know who they are. You know, we played against them in eight-man out in Colorado. You know, they had to get three teams to beat one team, and that's when we're AZ Union at the time. And they know Devin was the one guy. He used to play with New Dynasty back in the day, and Tony, the running back. You know, so they know, we know how they play. They know how we play. But the Bears, I give them where the credit due. I'm not worried about the Bears. Fuck the Bears. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But they're cool, man. They're cool. All of them are cool. You know what I'm saying? There's no hate. It's just football talk. Fuck the Bears.
Nah, I used to play with a lot of those guys, too, because I lived in Colorado. I played eight-man and five-man with all those guys as well. You know, I had a lot of opportunities to match up against New Dynasty. I would tell you that it's funny with the line that you guys have with you and DK and Ernie and a few other guys that you guys, you know, interchange out. One of two things happens during a game with New Dynasty in the trenches. Either somebody gets their feelings hurt or people are having fun because of the stuff that's coming out of your guys' mouth.
it's our game, man. Like, our game is to shit talk to them. You know what I mean? Every team we go, they fuck themselves over in their own organization. You know, we know our players. We know our team. We know our management. We know how to get to people's minds. You know, me and DK have been in this for a while. You know, so it's – having DK next to me is one of the best feelings because I don't get two-on-one anymore. You know what I mean? It's DK's my guy. He talks shit on the sideline. He talks shit during the game, and it gets in their feelings. When they play mad, that's when I use their anger against them and start tossing them around, smoking a Newport, telling them they suck. So it is what it is, you know. It's I like it, man.
He's just one of like the five people I've ever had to tell, like, hey, man, put the cigarette out while you're on the field.
Hey, it's a signature move. Everybody knows who I am, so I'm going to play with the cigarette. If you see me light up a cigarette during the game, that means they suck. They need to put another one.
Hey, man, I got to bring this guy up. I think I brought him up a couple weeks ago. Kevin, he used to be smoking Newports on the sideline, and then he'd run a go route and burn dudes. Now, I don't know how you have cardio with smoking a pack of cigarettes like that.
It's a good feeling, man. We're warmed up, especially when you guys want to have these games in Tampa in January. It'd be cold over there, man. We Arizona bodies, so we need that Newport warming up our bodies, you know?
Man, I don't want to hear about Arizona, bro.
Why is that?
The second the sun goes down, man, it drops 30 degrees. It's bipolar, bro. Out there.
Arizona is it's a woman kind of state, man. It's bipolar over here.
Oh, man, that's wild. Well, I appreciate what you guys bring to contact. You know, Jacob is somebody that's always going to say that the East Coast is the best, DMV, Camel City, this and that, all this stuff. But, hey, I grew up on the West Coast, man, and I'm always going to – I got respect for the Bears, for New Dynasty. Outside of that, though, there's not much going on. But I do want to bring up something to you. A conversation that I have with your quarterback, I think I talked to him in Vegas. You guys have a problem that has prevented you guys from winning some championships, and sometimes that has to do with who you guys have on your sideline when they come onto the field during a game.
Well, you know, since you want to do that, it's not even only that. What it is, our quarterback needs to man the fuck up. I'm going to tell him that he's probably watching. But there's no need to go fucking 20, 30 fucking yards. You know what I'm saying? Like, get first downs. 5 yards. He wants to do all these tricks, you know what I mean? But, hey, either way, I trust my quarterback. Even if there's 10 seconds left on the clock and we got to go down there, I'm going to trust him with it. But he needs to man up that he needs to stop doing all that fancy shit and get his 5-6 yards and go up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all love with him, man. I'll have his back regardless of the situation. But fuck, man. You know what I'm saying?
He's an absolute problem, bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It's just us. Like, it's a bunch of egos. Like, we lost the world due to ego over a fucking side bet. We told him what was going on, you know, to the Bears. You know, we told him we know what's going on. We know what Devin does. Like, come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just ego. And about us in Phoenix, you know, we hotheads out here. So they need to learn how to, like, stop that, dog. You know what I mean? Just play the game like we used to. We take over the West Coast all the time. We almost took over Nashville, but, you know, we don't have Jordan, our one receiver. We only have two receivers going out all the time doing drags and posts. And here goes Ant, want to throw a fucking 50-yarder for no reason. So it's... It is what it is. I wouldn't have nobody else but Ant, you know what I'm saying? He knows his play calls. He knows what he's doing. It's just the Eagles get in our way.
Time's going to make him a lot better, man. He's going to be an absolute monster in a few years at the top of the game. You know, he's already up there with a lot of greats in contact. You know, in non-contact, he's a problem too, but he's definitely well on his way.
Yeah, back then when I first started playing with him, don't get me wrong, I wanted to fuck him up. The way he talked, the way he was doing with his teammates, like, he was a Mexican kid that act like a straight, ignorant bastard. You know what I'm saying? Like, but Ant grew, man. You know, he grew a lot. He became tough. You know what I mean? I tried to tell him, don't worry about these highlights. Don't worry about the film. There's always somebody's going to record us, man. Just play your game. But, you know, Ant came a long way, man. He's better.
Yeah, for sure.
He's a lot better. He's coaching. You know, he's coaching the women's co-ed. He's coaching his own high school thing. So, Ant, you know, he has grew. Trust me, he has grew.
Yeah, I remember playing against y'all before Ant was playing quarterback. You guys were still kind of figuring out who was going to play quarterback. And then he came in, and you're right, man. He came in with like a gunslinger, and he just – he didn't care. He was trying all these crazy things. And you got the thing with New Dynasty is at the end of the day, if you guys need to, you guys are just going to run a screenplay and just barrel up the field. And especially if you guys go against a team that's like not used to contact. Now, I'll go ahead and say it. In Southern California, we've had this conversation a little bit on social media. They think they have this thing called sixes contact. But it doesn't compare at all to what y'all are doing in Arizona.
I let California talk. I let them talk. You know what I'm saying? California, no hate to the state where I was raised in Riverside, but California, I don't even know a name. I don't know a team name out there. You know, they're irrelevant to me. I haven't came across and showed me. Maybe what is it? Super Soakers are from California?
Nah, they're Minnesota, right, Jacob?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Minnesota.
They're tied up with Lazy Tribe.
Damn it. Who the fuck's from California? Who the fuck is, like, I don't know who, like, if they think they're so fucking tough and big, we go to California. We went back to back in California, and they still haven't done nothing to us.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I let them talk. That non-contact is a little sissy lala game. Like, they can have the non-contact game, because a non-contact to me is a bunch of skinny dudes running around showing how fast they are. Come to contact, brother. Anybody, like, I'm calling everybody out from California. Come to contact, so I can slap the shit out of you with a Newport in my mouth. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, you know, a couple teams that maybe y'all have matched up against, but you're right. It hasn't been much competition. B.O.B., Bombs Over Baghdad, is one team. I think maybe that game, though, there was Hennessy on every sideline, and I don't think anyone that played remembers that game.
Again, who the fuck is California? Like, fuck. All, I see them online talking. But I don't know who they are.
They don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Now, who you play for? Yeah, y'all six jerseys.
Hey, you got a point. And at this point, y'all got kind of a A and B team. You got sometimes you'll bring, like in Vegas, you guys have New Dynasty, you know, bigs and littles, or, you know, A and B, however you want to put it. Is that how you guys continue to, you know, build your team up? Is you have a second team, or you guys just kind of pluck people from different leagues and try to make an all-star squad?
So what it is on that situation, man, it's like everybody wants to play for us, you know, and Nick wants to just expand New Dynasty. You know, and the B team, we got people from Tucson, which is 2 hours away from our other, from our city, and they come out and play with us. We do get a couple guys from Vegas if they want to come play with us. Like, anybody that wants to play with us, we'll just throw them on the B team, see what they do. You know, but honestly, I haven't heard anything about B team this year or what we're doing. You know, it's they basically doing their own thing, because I think they're realizing that they're not playing with us at all. You know, it's just, you know, it's just show out. You know, they haven't showed out. You know, being they're putting our name, New Dynasty and B. Anybody that beats New Dynasty B team, they think they beat us. You know, I'm like, no, bro, you guys are playing our comp team, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I know DK was helping on the sideline coaching, and that was in Vegas, and that was just a mess trying to deal with him. But I'll go ahead and say it. Just how you're calling people out. DK, do not coach. You are not a coach. You do not know what you're doing.
All right, so bring DK on next week.
You bring DK on. Make sure you guys have the sensor, because he's going to give a lot of shit talking.
Bullshit. That's what we have this logo for, brother. We don't need to censor anything.
All right. Because DK don't hold back for nothing.
Oh, not at all. I don't expect him to.
All right, man. So I know, of course, you're going to predict the New Dynasty is going to have a sweep at Worlds, five and six is contact. But you guys haven't won in Tampa yet. Am I correct in saying that?
Oh, you're correct. We haven't won Worlds.
All right. So we're going to have a little fun, a little bracketology with you. I know you're going to pick New Dynasty to win it, but I want to see, you know, right now they're doing the drafts, and so there's pool play games before you get to the bracket. But I just pulled the team list, 1 through 12, and I ranked them into a bracket. And I just want to pick, you know, I want to see you pick who you think would win each game, and we'll have a little fun with that. You good with that?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right, cool. So five's contact. Jacob will help you out also, because, you know, he's got the team. You know, he knows who plays. All right, so the first game, we got 8-9 matchup, Fruition. They're from North Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fruition, and then SMYTD.
So they're from Ohio. You know those guys?
God, that name sounds, you know, that team sounds very familiar, man. Just because it sounds familiar, I'm just going to pick them.
Okay. All right, then we got Queen City Bulls going against the Bears. 12-5 matchup.
Damn.
You know what?
Good matchup.
Fuck the Bears, but I'm still going with the Bears on this one.
Okay.
if Artie is there, I'm going with the Bears. Because I know he got bad knee, or his knee or something was going on. And, you know, Artie's a good-ass player. You know, man, I don't knock on him or anything. But if Artie is there and he shows up and play, I'm going to pick the Bears.
Yeah. Yeah, much respect to Artie. He was a teammate of mine, but he's had like 3 knee surgeries, and he's come through it for sure. So, all right, cool.
He got a lineman that can block for him. You know what I mean? But yeah. You got to with him. I got to learn his lineman. You know, us linemen we know how to be dirty without refs calling shit. You know, so I got to kind of pull his sweater or go underneath his neck to pick him up. You know that. He's a big guy. You know, he's 340 pounds. Like, he's a big ass dude. But
yeah,
you know, I'm gonna choose Artie on that one. You know, respect to him with everything that's going on and his knee. You know, it's gonna be Artie on that one.
All right, cool. Next up, we got Hard Target and Goodfellas.
Ooh.
Ah, damn.
Damn, that was the championship last year, wasn't it? At the other tournament.
I think I'm gonna go with Goodfellas, man.
Goodfellas, okay.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go with Goodfellas.
Damn.
All right. Then we got Free Smoke against LEM2, I guess is what it's called. I don't know what that is.
I don't know who that is.
I'm gonna go to LEM2 whatever, because that nigga Dion on Free Smoke. I don't like scammers. I don't like niggas that take people's money and don't promise what he's gonna deliver.
Oh,
so I'm gonna
damn.
Go with the other team. I'm gonna say what it is, man. Like I hate. I'm sorry, Dion, but at the same time, that's pay up, dog.
All right. All right, cool. Now we're going to the next round. We got YTG against SMYTD.
I'm going to go to SMY just because YTG, I hear about them all the time. I hear them about them. I never played against them. I never know who – I don't even know those guys or handshake them. But I heard they're good, but they avoid us. They avoid us. That's how I feel. They avoid us. I want the best of the best. So I'm going to go with the other guy against YTG. I'm sorry, but that's how it is.
Okay. All right. Now we got the Bears against Super Soakers.
Oh, that one's tough. And the only reason I say it's tough because Super Soakers play with heart. And we always play them in the championship round. You know what? I'm going to go with an underdog in the Super Soakers.
Okay. All right, now we got Goodfellas against City Boy Monstars.
I'm going to go with Monstars.
Okay. All right, so then it's y'all against this LEYM2, whatever that is. So we know who you're picking there. All right, now we got to the semifinal game, SMYTDs against Super Soakers.
I'm going to go with Super Soakers, man.
Okay. All right, so, and then you're going to beat Monstars. All right, so give me a final score.
You already knew.
Wait, Monstars are in pro?
Yeah, 5's contact pro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so give me a final score. Y'all against Super Soakers and 5's contact.
Oh, damn, that one's if they what's that one dude with the hat backwards, the receiver from Super Soakers? I don't know. He's the only receiver that I don't know if he's Mexican or not. But that dude is a beast. So with us and Super Soakers, if we shut him out, man, we're going to win by fucking 40 to 20-something. 40 to 20-something. Because I know how Ant is. I'm got to put points up. I got to put points up. Nigga, there's only 1 minute left.
Oh, man. All right, cool, man. Well, we're going to do 6's real quick, so we're going to run through it kind of rapid fire. VIP and Lazy Tribe.
Lazy Tribe.
Okay. High Voltage and Super Soakers.
My brothers, I'm going with Super Soakers.
All right. SP Savages and Goodfellas.
You know what? I'm not going to be a hater. I'll go with Savages. Even though they talk a lot of shit over there and they run their mouth all the fucking time, you know, I'm going to go with Savages. You know, I'll give them that.
Let me ask you this before we move on. Do you think they're going to be better with a full squad? Or do you think they'll be worse than what they were in Vegas when they played you guys in the championship? Because you remember, they made a run with just 6 dudes.
Well, I think their linebacker, I forgot his name, but they got a linebacker that just tore his Achilles.
Oh, shit.
If he don't play, they're gonna be sorry.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because they got a solid linebacker that he's good. I like the way he good. He gave me a little hustle on the line because he is strong. He can move, but all the other guys, but the middle linebacker, the quarterback Savages, he's good. I like him. I like how he is in the game. I like the way he plays. You know, but. I think they're gonna. If he don't go, I think they'll be worse. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. So Free Smoke against King Clutch.
fuck Free Smoke, but I'm going to go with Free Smoke.
All right. So now we got Lazy Tribe going against Suicide Squad.
Is that Seven's crew?
Yeah.
Man, they can get the fuck on. Go back to Rick. I'm going to go with Lazy Tribe.
All right. So you got another matchup with Super Soaker. So we know New Dynasty moving on. Savages against the Bears.
Oh, I'm going to go with Bears, man. I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to go with Bears on that one.
All right. And then Free Smoke against B.O.B. from Cali.
Free Smoke. Cali sucks on their flag team. They're only good at 8-man and Cali. Everything else, they suck.
All right. So, Lazy Tribe. Yeah, y'all going to be Lazy Tribe in sixes?
Yeah, bro, we're going to beat them by 3 touchdowns. We don't even know who the quarterback is, but 3 touchdowns it is.
All right, and then we got the Bears against Free Smoke.
Ah, man, two guys. It depends, man. I'll go with the Bears.
Okay, all right. So what's the final score against the Bears in the sixes?
I guess, you know what, I think it's going to be a close one. So I want to say about, you know, overtime, 37-30 probably, or somewhere up between 7 points overtime, 6 points.
Okay.
Free All right, cool. Free Smoke is some bullshit. They argue with each other in ref, so that's what's going to fuck them over.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, man, you know, I would say I'd try to mic you up in Tampa, but – there's too much action going on the line, man. That mic is going to get trashed.
they try to mic me a couple times on the line because, again, you guys hear me. I call it all out. I call who I'm going to let in free. I'll call out who I'm going to guard. And that mic be fucking me up because they be grabbing it, pulling it. So it's hard to put a lineman on a mic.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to link up with you, man, and do some sideline interviews before and after a game. I appreciate you coming on, man, and joining us tonight. I know you got a lot going on.
No, thanks for having me, man. Y'all be safe. Hey,
be good. We'll see you. Yes, sir.
You're next on the meme, bro. So don't think.
Hey, just be ready, bro.
I'm always ready, doggy.
Be good, brother. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, man. I'll see y'all. Y'all be safe.
You too, brother.
All right, you too, man. Later. All right. I honestly think he almost picked the Bears to beat New Dynasty in the championship.
He thought about it.
Oh, man.
He thought about it.
I mean, I don't know, man. Both of those brackets, they're jam-packed with talent. Like,
yeah, they are.
I'm excited for contact. I know that last year there were definitely some teams missing. I know your team is missing this year.
We're not even going to go down that road. We're not even going down that road.
You don't want to change your Instagram handle to Jacob the One?
No.
Because
I'm probably public enemy number one to a lot of those guys. We're not going down that road.
Well, they're mad because you don't play with them anymore.
No. Anyway.
Oh, man. But, anyway, is there, like, of those matchups, were you like, oh, this would be a perfect game to be able to see? Was there one that stuck out to you?
The fives contact matchups to start off with were pretty good. You know, I think, who was it, Fruition, Show Me Your TDs. I don't know. Yep. I don't know that I would pick the same way. Not even trying to be a homer, but just knowing the guys and knowing what I know. There's a couple others that, you know, maybe I don't know, you know, we'll have to see, but I also didn't realize a couple of those teams were in pro. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, you know, YTG is claiming they're going to sweep, you know, every format they're in. And this is one of the formats they're in. So, if you got market quarterback, that, you know, puts you above, you know, a lot of teams for sure. I just speaking from what I've seen so far, I would compare kind of the layout of contact that there is in Ohio, a lot to what I saw in Colorado. Okay. I think there's one or two teams that can elevate to pro, but there's a lot of, in the national level, there's a lot of rec teams here. And I feel like the same thing in Colorado, probably in California, in Southern California, because they just don't play contact. There's not, you know, so I think it's, you know, very similar. I think maybe that's besides Camel City and DMV. I mean, I think Jordan was pretty fair in his statement that he could take 18 from Camel City and compete anywhere. I
agree with that. I mean, and that's because these guys have proven that they can do that. You know, yeah. we've had a couple of, you know, a handful of guys have taken and formed their own team outside of their regular teams and gone to other areas, played, competed. Some have even won. And it's, you know, it just goes to show the talent that we have here. And I mean, that's not knocking anybody else. But it is to give a pat on the back to the guys that are here and that can get it done.
Yeah. Well, I think it's similar to when we had George and Pat on. You know, George is somebody that he has been around fours so long. And, yeah. You know, his pocket of Florida, everybody was playing fours. It was all about fours. And so there's just a long history of playing fours. So you can just expect a team from Florida is probably going to be, you know, compete. A lot of teams are going to compete in fours because they just had it around forever. I think it's the same thing with contact. Yeah, with the DMV, with Carolina, you know.
Yeah, and I think the DMV has a bit of a more consistent history than we do here. Ours kind of, you know, not almost sputtered's not the right word, but it kind of rode a wave, and it's, you know, it's kind of evened out, I think, a little bit now. But I agree.
After this college football playoff, do you feel like maybe it's not a good idea to continue to associate with the SEC?
No, just because they suck doesn't mean we suck. You know, okay, again, historically, the SEC has been known as a powerhouse for college football. So, the phrase got coined that Camel City is the SEC of five contact, it was a fair statement. And that doesn't, you know, ups, downs all around. I mean, it, every year's not going to be, you know, this dominant, not every year's not going to be the New England Patriots, you know.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Well, and New Dynasty came on tonight. Keys made he made statements tonight. And I know they're hyped up. I know New Dynasty, they are hungry because they have not won in Tampa. And ultimately, I think that's the only thing they're missing. They won nationals. They won regionals. They have dominated throughout the West Coast, but they have not won in Tampa. So it'll be interesting to see. That being said, this is a jam-packed show, and we have a second guest coming on tonight. Jacob, you want to go ahead and introduce our next guest?
All right, we'll bring in our next guest. He's become a very pivotal point of social media for officials. He has no problem letting you know what he thinks, when he thinks it, how he thinks it. But welcome to my man TJ. Welcome, buddy.
Oh man, there
what's
we go.
What's going on, guys? How about hey, the Irish?
What's wrong with your head?
What's a lot?
This is why we don't do the backgrounds.
A lot.
Are you wearing a spacesuit? What is that you're wearing?
Half of your head is missing. You know, he's wearing is that a hockey jersey?
No, it's a hoodie.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a hoodie. What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man.
Hey, welcome to the show.
I had to put Touchdown Jesus in the background, too.
I don't know who that is, but can you turn that off? Can you turn that off?
I can.
It'll make it. Trust me.
It hurts the video doing that.
I can turn it off for you guys.
Lance is about the only one who's perfected the fake living room, and even then, I still don't feel confident in his living room being fake.
Yeah, because honestly, I do think that is his grand piano. So.
It is his grand piano.
But there we go. All right. Man,
now, look at that. That's much gooder.
What is that? A Mahomes jersey? What else you got hanging up?
I got a Mahomes jersey. There's a DK jersey over there. There's an
DK from New Dynasty.
No, not that DK. A DK jersey can go. Never mind. He'll probably beat me up. There's a Lucky Whitehead jersey over here because Lucky Whitehead is actually from my area. He signed a jersey, sent it to me, everything. So cool. There's a couple more in the room.
Cool. So, all right, man. Well, you know, just like we have every guest share their origin story, we want to give you the opportunity to just kind of talk about what brought you into flag football and what's brought you to this place today. So have at it, man.
So I actually didn't know really anything about flag football, even growing up. I was in the military for 3 years from 2016 to 2018. I actually blew out my knee in the military, and that's what stopped my service. And when I came back, one of my best friends, his name is Justice, he was like, hey, you know, I've always known you as an athlete. I play flag football on Sunday mornings. You should come out. Sunday mornings is actually super competitive for 8 co-ed, at least in my local league. And Rock from Virginia Elite, his team also played on Sunday mornings. And so that's where I met him. And so I just kept playing Sunday mornings, kept branching out to like Tuesday nights, Thursday nights. Then they would say that they actually needed refs. So I would start reffing in the local league and whatnot. And then Rock is actually one of the ones who brought me on to a local tournament that was happening in the DMV area. And that's really where I started to then ref, you know, tournaments. Because I never knew that there was really this whole big ordeal of flag football outside of just like the local leagues that you play in and everything. And somebody asked me that same year, they're like, are you going to Panama City? Because I think it was 2021 at the time. So yeah, they were January like, are you 21. Going to Panama City? And I was like, no, it's in Panama City. And they're like, it's a huge tournament. And then I linked in with you, and I've been reffing in Tampa since 2022 Worlds. So
okay, cool. Yeah. And you play quarterback? Is that
so? I actually started out as a receiver, but we didn't have a quarterback, and I have a baseball background, and so they asked me to go play quarterback, and so I did. But then we had no receivers, so I actually had a quarterback come play so I could go back to playing receiver, and then that's just how our team started. So
gotcha. You still actively playing or just kind of local leagues, or what does that look like for you?
So I don't play football flag anymore. I ref flag. I'm actually playing more slow pitch softball now. So I've gotten into the tournament scene and all that for slow pitch softball now.
Taking on the okay. Old man route. I like it.
Exactly. Not to do as much.
There you go. So speaking of Tampa, what are you excited about for what, you know, this big tournament in 12 days?
Man, every single year, the vibe has just only increased. Whether it's the people around, you know, the stage, you know, all the vendors, everything, there's always something that increases the experience. And so just everything that's going to go on there with now the the CBS or whatever that's coming to do their whole production. Nike's going to be on site. There's going to be the Guinness World Records is going to be there. It's just going to be a whole different it's going to be a different experience than we're used to, but it's going to be a much better experience in my opinion. So I'm just looking forward to that. And plus, there's a lot of good teams in all the pro formats this year. So it's going to be a lot of good games to ref.
Okay. So that was a real generic answer. And
man,
I feel like I just read heard you read the Facebook social media post about Tampa.
It's seeing you guys, of course. That's what it's going to be. That's the best.
What are you personally excited about? You personally, man.
Man, so I'm not going to lie to you. If So Icy is there, that is what I'm looking forward to, because I've never had So Icy's food truck before, and I've heard that the cheesesteak is actually really freaking good.
It is.
So I'm actually looking forward to trying that. Not gonna lie.
You better be at the bathroom ready to go, though.
Man, it's how much good. You have to move? Probably not.
It's good. It's really good.
But yeah, I've never had it, so that's something to look forward to for sure.
Okay, cool.
Shout out, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, and I'm gonna have a container of cream cheese ready for anybody that wants to try the cheesecake the right way.
Nobody wants to try that. Nobody. We've already done that, and we've already proven that it sounds disgusting, and it is disgusting. For sure. I don't know why we keep going back to this.
It's crazy because, you know, the dude that runs Barstool, he does not eat a cold pizza when he decides the ranking that he's given for a pizza. He doesn't want to do that. He wants really? It piping hot.
Oh, my God. Well, last time I checked, this is Clocks Running, not Barstool One Bite.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. I just feel like I have a little bit of experience because I worked at a Philly cheesesteak place for 3 years, bro.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so I worked at Domino's Pizza for a few years. Does that make me have experience too?
Yeah.
I mean, no. Did you really work at Domino's for 3 years?
Yeah, dude. I was the general manager of 2 Domino's Pizzas.
Oh, there you go. That's cool.
Yeah, no one. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
That's a story for a different day, huh?
Huh?
Story for a different day.
Yeah.
All right, TJ, I got some phrases that I'm going to throw at you. I'm going to give you the opportunity to explain, you know, kind of like expand what this phrase is. These are phrases that players say all the time. You go ahead and say it from a player's perspective, what they're talking about, and then I'm going to have Jacob explain the actual, like, well, what does the rule book say?
Oh,
what is the correct way? Oh, am I putting you guys on the spot? Are you guys cool?
No, I got the rule book right here. I'm good.
Okay, cool.
On the spot.
All right, TJ, first one, it's contact.
It's contact.
So what does that mean? When players say that, what do they mean by that?
Man, they mean stop being weak, get your ass up, play football.
Okay. All right. So, Jacob, how different is the rule book from contact to non-contact when it comes to, you know, just in flag football?
I thought I had more time. All right, so our good old rule book says judgment of official, a player uses enough force to knock another to the ground by pulling, tripping, bear hugging, charging, sweeping, flinging, shoving, bodying up, etc. Whether or not the player goes to the ground is irrelevant. So, I mean, it's all in the judgment of the official, right? You can't just slam somebody to the ground, put your shoulder into somebody, and run through them, offense or defense. And it be okay. This is still flag football. This is not tackle football. So whether they say this is contact, non-contact, screen, rough touch, tackle, you know, well, obviously tackle's not part of that, but any form of flag, like, that's not okay.
Yeah, because that's in the general rules, right? That's not specific to non-contact.
That's rule number 10.
There you go. Okay, cool. TJ, next one. You can body up somebody.
We just went over this.
You can body. It's it's the same thing. It's
constant. What is a body up though? What does that look like from a player's perspective?
I can't really show that. No, but it's like going in to make a flag pool. You can't put your shoulder into somebody's chest, or you can't, you know, over aggressively, you know, how do I explain it? Just basically, you have to make the attempt for the flag without contact. That's really what the game is you have to pull the flag without even minimal contact. Like Jacob said, it's in the discretion of the referee, but anything overly aggressive, bodying up, you know, bear hugging, picking somebody up, shoulder into them, so on and so forth. That's my definition of what bodying up is.
So, Jacob, do you think that there's any area, like kind of gray area, that gets created with the term bodying up somebody when you're pulling the flag? What does that look like to you?
Absolutely.
As part of the gray area?
I mean, the first thing I'm looking for is hands up or hands on somebody, right? If your hands are the first thing on you, then I'm going to, you got a little wiggle room, right? If I put my hands on you and I just drive you straight into the ground, that's a little bit different. But if I'm just lunging at you, I'm just putting my shoulder into you and then I'm coming in with my hands, that's not legal. You got to have your hands there first.
Okay. So that's really, I would say a lot of the clips that I've showed where I'm saying, hey, this is not body, you know, this is not legal. This is bodying up, all this stuff. All of those are leading with their shoulders.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is what would change that and make it legal, even if some contact happens, is if they're leading with their hands.
You lead with your hands. You're taking away a ton of the collision, right?
A ton of the force for the during the play.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Whatever, TJ. You don't have to correct me. but TJ's right. You're taking away a lot of the unnecessary force by putting your hands on somebody first. And that's usually why you see that gray area and what's right. Legal and what's not.
Okay. All right, cool. Next one, TJ, the sideline rule. What are players talking about when they say that?
The sideline rule. Depends on which way, what sideline rule are you talking about in a sense? Because there's two.
Could you just quit choking all over the place?
Tell me both. What are the two sideline rules?
There's the sideline rule that I know of, which is if you're a player on the sideline not participating in the play. But then there's also the sideline rule that if you come on the field during the play to try to pull somebody's flag, it could be completely different from what you're asking.
All right, so I'm talking about if a player is running down the sideline.
How are they running?
They're just like this.
Okay, just
want
to see.
Just moving right along. No, that's too fast.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that. That looks bad. That looks so bad. Don't do that. Oh my god. No, sorry.
I just watched the interview last night for the first time.
Oh man, it's so good. Instant class. Oh man.
Anyway,
oh so I'm running down the sideline full speed. And what is the player mindset that player is running down the sideline? You can do what?
If the player is running down the sideline?
Yeah.
I mean,
TJ, I'm on offense. Correct. I'm the ball carrier.
Correct.
You are the defender.
Okay.
What are you going to do to stop me from scoring a touchdown?
I mean, I'm going to beat you to the spot and hopefully pull your flag.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm putting my hands at your waist and I'm shoving you out of bounds. You're not going to keep going.
And if you do that, then I'm going to throw a flag.
But what if it says pushing out on the sidelines is not permitted unless the defense was making a fair, legal, and reasonable attempt to pull the ball carrier's flags?
And again,
let me finish my sentence. i.e. the defender's hands were aimed low at the ball carrier's hips and flags and not high up on the body.
Okay, so if they push them out of bounds and it is at the waist to where they are making a legitimate attempt, we're going to play ball. If they're not making a legitimate attempt at the flag, we're going to look at what the excess of the penalty was. Was it egregious? Was it just a push to get them out of bounds to where it's illegal contact? Is it unnecessary roughness? So on and so forth. There's a lot of factors that can go into that, in my opinion.
But what happens if I take all right,
about the clip that you did with J.O. today?
A couple days ago, yeah.
I mean, I would throw that for unnecessary roughness.
I think it's all about how you do it. So let's say difference between TJ, you and him. You got a little bit more weight on you. Nothing. Not trying to be funny. I do that. You're at what?
220.
Oh, okay. Well, if I I'm do at, that to wait, you,
hold on. I'm at 250, bro.
You're not.
I am.
15 or 250.
What are you trying to catch me?
Apologize to me.
What? Not you.
That's what I'm saying.
Talking about Ann.
Rewind. No. You said TJ. No offense. You have more weight than
that. Than J.O.
Yeah, way to catch up on that. Yeah, wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
Clarification.
Yeah, because guess if I hit you on the sidelines, you're gonna probably take a step to the side and keep running, but you're gonna be out of bounds. If I do that to J.O., I'm gonna J.O.'s toss him
50 yards.
Right. And it's not trying to be funny. It's just it's the way gravity works.
Yeah. So okay. So speaking of that, are you saying that the the weight or the size of a player matters when an official decides that they're going to throw a flag or not?
I don't. I think what should matter is what the attempt is, there's got to be some legitimacy there for them to actually be trying to go for a flag.
Use your brain when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, like, little common sense goes a long way.
Like I might be running to pull a flag, and you know, we're cool. Jacob might be running, and his belly hits somebody. Like,
oh, okay,
it's just catch how it goes. Wow.
Catches strays. Here we go.
It's just how it goes.
Crazy. So, I mean, everybody has a belly, Jacob.
But see, if the belly hits first, then what's
yeah.
the
yeah?
So well, if the belly hits first, are we clean or what?
I mean,
huh?
What?
The belly hits first, is it? And then the flag pulls.
First they're running, now the belly. Where, what is happening?
Where's the belly hitting?
Yeah, where's the belly hitting at? Side of what?
If you're going to make a flag pull and the belly hits uh-huh. before the hands do, then first off, it's a bad flag pull. But second, what's the call?
Who leads with their hits like that?
Who's running?
the same person that was running just like you did.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. DJ, we got to have a conversation after this show.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. So, just so everyone's clear, in that clip, the flag that, you know, there was a flag thrown by the official that was right there. She threw, you know, a legal contact, let's just call it. The other, if you watch the rest of the video, the head official comes down to the sideline, looks at her, says, "What do you got?" They talk about it. They both agree that it was the last man, last player, and they call touchdown.
Yep.
So, and Jacob, that's the process you want, right?
Absolutely.
You want the entire crew to talk before a last player is determined.
Every official should be in agreement that you have last man, that nobody else had an opportunity.
For sure.
Yeah. And what is this about this weird, like, it has to be within 5 yards? What's that about, Jacob?
There's nothing about that. It's the last line to gain. So if they cross midfield and there's no defender, no other defender, and, defender excessively holds, tackles, does something like that that causes to be the only thing preventing that runner from scoring, you can award last man. So if we're in sevens on the legacy fields, if we're inside the 20, you know, that last line zone to gain, you can award it. If we're on a small field out across midfield, you can award it.
Why do you think in that situation, why is it so important for the entire crew to agree on it?
Because you should have all parts, you know, everyone's going to see something from a different angle. Somebody could see that a defender would have an opportunity to come and potentially pull a flag or something like that. So you want to make sure that all angles are covered in that.
Gotcha.
So there's nothing without a doubt.
So is that's getting updated in the USA flag rule book, right? Like that, the enforcement chart?
What do you mean?
Like, has that been, because the booklet that we got last year at Worlds, it said inside the 5.
It shouldn't, but right here,
I might be wrong, but well, I could have swore it said inside the 5.
In the rule book, that big book that we have online, to invoke this rule, we require there must be total agreement of all game officials. First thing it says, spirit of unfair acts rule, officials have discretion to award a zone if a flagrant foul occurred inside that reads weird inside the final line zone to gain. But it also says you can award a touchdown. So there, you have the opportunity if it happens outside of midfield or outside of that final line zone to gain. I think it just reads real little funny.
Yeah, because in the booklet that you had sent me or the screenshot, it says in the on the bottom, it says last man rule 15 or touchdown spot of the foul, first down or touchdown. But then it has in the parentheses next to touchdown the 5. Hmm. So that's why when I made my comment on the post, it was stating that it was last man because it was inside the 5.
And I think that might be.
You see what I'm saying?
It just says 5. It doesn't say inside the 5 or anything like that.
See, but that 5 would to me means touchdown inside the 5.
That can be interpreted a different way. I can see that.
Yeah. So that's why I was curious if it would get when the enforcements get posted back online, if that would be
clear. They are online.
I just pulled it up. It's not there.
I'm looking there right now.
It's like an extra download.
It's a little PDF at the top. Yeah. Yeah.
There you got to have the
download penalty charts. I see it now. Cool. Yeah. Because it still has the parentheses, the 5.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I think probably where that comes from. I think that is something that maybe, you know, just like we talk about player miss or whatever. I think that's a scenario where in small ball, it's really hard to have a last man that's at midfield because it's easy for, you know, these guys in pro, they're so fast. Mm-hmm. It gets, you know, tricky to be able to like, oh yeah, there's no way a defender could make up that 10 yards. You know, that situation. But I think maybe that's where that comes from or whatever. But, okay, so next up, TJ, you know, what are players talking about when they're saying that if you dip or jump, you give yourself up?
Oh, they're saying that because you dip or jump, I have the absolute right to just take you out. It's your fault, you know, for dipping. It's your fault for jumping. You change your levels. I'm still going to, you know, I'm going to make you pay for it is what they're meaning in that case.
All right. So, Jacob, in any form of flag football, is that allowed?
Where is that in any form or fashion of any rule book?
The NBFL?
Damn, don't call them out like that. It's not in any, it's not in any rule book. It's in nobody's rule book.
No, it's in nobody's rule book.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a player, good old player myth.
Yeah, for sure. And I, you know, that one, and I think the next few that I'm going to mention, I believe, and I'm not saying all players, because there are definitely players that they want it to be clean, they want it to be safe, they're not doing crazy stuff, they might talk a little trash here and there, but some of the terms or the phrases that players are saying, it's just, it's almost like they're trying to dictate to the officials how they want the game to be played.
Absolutely.
So when they say something like giving yourself up or, hey, it's pro, let us play. Like,
in all honesty, it's pro. You should be the ones that know how to play without doing these extra aggressive, you know, player myth type things. You should be the one that's able to play without making the overly aggressive, you know, contact. You should be able to make the flag pull without taking somebody to the ground with you, so on and so forth. And that's just my opinion about it. You're the pro level team. You're the most experienced. You're the most skilled. Why should you get the benefit of the most contact and so on and so forth?
Yeah, Jacob, like, what does those two paths look like in your eyes as far as, okay, this is pro, and we're expecting, you know, we're expecting them to understand the rules, to know the rules, and to keep this game safe, played at the highest level, or this is pro, and we're going to just let them play, and we're going to let them dictate the physicality of this game. What do those two paths look like?
I don't think we let them dictate anything. I think we have a rule book that dictates everything. So we call the game by what the rule book says. you do the best you can with your judgments, and you know, you enforce everything that you would normally enforce for a rec game. You call it the same as you would in novice as you would in pro.
Okay, yeah, and the last one that I've heard, and hey, shout out to Law because he's been saying it everywhere on social media, is that in Tampa at Worlds, people just get to do whatever they want, and you know, like he's not saying that, but he's literally saying in Tampa you can be this physical. In Tampa you can body somebody up. In Tampa you can essentially tackle somebody, and you're going to get away with it.
From the player side, from the player side, I can see that as being interpreted as like, listen, we're here at Worlds. This is the biggest event that USA Flag puts on throughout the entire year. The refs aren't going to want to dictate the outcome of the game. They're going to let you play and dictate the outcome of the game. That's what I think when I hear that, you know, they're going to let you do whatever you want, or however Law said what he said. But as officials, we can't let that happen. We have to still make sure that the game is being called clean, the game is being called fair, and it's being called by the rules.
Jacob, thoughts on that?
I think you covered everything. I think you still, it doesn't matter what stage you're on, whether you're doing a pool play game in novice or you're doing the pro championship game, you've got to call it the exact same.
And I'll say this, the speed of the game is different.
Well, sure.
For some reason, when you get to Worlds, it's the biggest stage. So the speed that people might have at the Vegas tournament is going to be a completely different speed of the game as they will here in Tampa. So don't let that fool you when it comes to how you call the game either, because that'll also play a factor.
Yeah.
And I mean, from my opinion, from my viewpoint, I just feel like the pro players, and ultimately, I mean, pro is pro because these aren't, you know, these aren't pro teams, but they play in the pro level. All of them want to be on the national team, or they've played on the national team. And so if the goal is that, I feel like USA Flag is doing an amazing thing right now this year with having CBS there, and the five women's and men's games are going to be televised, the championship. I have seen some non-contact games over the last few years, from whether it was playing or officiating, championship games where the games were out of control. And the hits and the trash talk and people on the sidelines saying stuff to, you know, players on the field, all of those things. For the game and the growth of flag football, we do not want that to be what is presented on CBS.
Absolutely.
We do not want that to be what's presented in the Olympics. That this is just a game where it's basically tackle football without all the pads and all the safety. And I think that's where it gets dangerous to say, okay, the player's mentality is, oh, we're in Tampa, this is pro, it's the playoffs, let us play. You know, and they make those statements, it gets dangerous. And I think that's leading the game of flag football in the wrong direction.
And I mean, and I agree. And the thing is yes, there's a stage that you want to make, and that's fine. Make a statement. You'll make more of a statement playing the right way than playing in an aggressive way, in my opinion. If you play, you know, shoulder first every play, if you play and your goal is to just hit, and if you're not playing five contact, six contact, eight contact, there's no reason to hit, in my opinion. And so you're going to make more of a factor playing by the rules, playing clean, playing quick, playing fast. You know, doing that kind of stuff, you know, trash talk's fine. If you keep trash talk football, to me, that's fine. Keep it football. Keep it to a minimum. There's a certain level. Once you cross it, all right, hey, listen, like, no, you're just going to talk to your own team now. But you're going to make more of an impact playing the right way than you are a physical way. And there's a way to be physical without making contact. It's just how it is.
Jacob, thoughts?
No, I mean, I think it's simple, you know, just you just play your game, do things the right way. I think CBS, I think the hype for that, I think it's going to be a lot like the NFL. You're not going to hear a lot of these guys on the field from the camera. I think, you know, they're not going to have the sound on where you can hear any of the trash talk or anything like that. Maybe you can hear a little bit, but I doubt it.
It just depends on where everything's set up.
I think the nice thing is this will you know, this will display and showcase, you know, what flag football has to offer, but you know, it can go one of two ways. So we'll see what ends up happening. I'm excited for it. I think hopefully it'll clean the game up a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you know, I've been somebody that's been an advocate for women's flag football, and I'm always saying that I think that they understand the game better. They're smarter when it comes to flag football. I just think as far as physicality goes, TJ, you brought it up. I think there's a way to be physical without hurting somebody, without being with, you know, without getting dirty, with being, you know, playing within the rule book, right. And you know, not getting out of hand. I think women's flag football is a really good example of it, is that they understand how to do that.
Absolutely. And I think that the game there, it's more and I say this in a way, I'm going to just say it. There's more IQ, in my opinion, in the women's game. And to me, a lot of the men try to use the speed that they have and the height that they have to their advantage. You got, you know, how tall is Laval? Laval is a huge target. Jai, big target when it comes to the U.S. men's national team, right? But the women are all around the same height for the most part. A lot of their stuff is IQ and scheme and being able to work to get open and you know, being in the right places to pull flags and stuff like that. So to me, I think the women's game is the model for how flag football should be played.
Yeah. Jacob?
No, I mean, I don't disagree with that. I think the women's game, it's a lot cleaner. It's definitely a lot cleaner. Sure. IQ's hit or miss, and unfortunately I blame that on the men that are involved in it as well. Because you have guys who are not good players who think they're better coaches, and they're definitely not.
And they just want to ride to Tampa in the ring. That's it.
Well, of course, and half of them won't even get it. So,
more than half,
almost all of them, all but one. Because you only have one winner. What, like
13 divisions though, so 13 of them will win, something like that.
Yeah. So yeah.
So, but that's the thing, and you made the point. A lot of the men that do coach, there are men that can come in there and coach a women's game. There are. But when you have men who go in and try to change how the women's play and try to make it to how they would play as men in on a men's field, a lot of times it doesn't translate
at all.
A lot of the times it doesn't translate because you're trying to get them to do again what you would do on a men's field, and it just doesn't translate that way.
Yep.
No, and I, you know, I agree with that. I worry about some of the, you know, with high school girls flag football, that some of the old timers of, you know, they all they did was play eighth contact, and now they want to, you know, they want to pass it on to the next generation, and they're passing the wrong kind of mentality onto girls, you know, flag football in high school. So I worry about that it's like, well, this is, we don't want that mentality. We want it to be where closer to what is going to be in for, you know, for these girls to be able to college scholarships, to be able to, you know, make something out of flag football, you know, NIL deals. Like there's so many opportunities that are now being created out of flag football that those old timers never had a chance at. So.
And you gotta think the Olympics are still 3.5 years away. So there's a lot of kids who are literally freshman, sophomore in high school right now that could potentially compete for the Olympic team, whether it's men's or women's. So the development from the youth to the adult stage is critical, especially with this now becoming an Olympic sport, to be able to transition the game and pass it down the right way.
Yeah, for sure. Well, TJ, I just have one question for you before we let you go. Who is your GOAT of flag football?
Men's or women's?
That's not what he asked.
That's not what I asked. This is not me asking a question. You ask a question.
Again, I've only been around flag football for the last 3 years, you know, tournament-wise and stuff like that. It's hard for me seeing what I've seen out of V to go against V. With how much I've ref V in the last 3 years, it's hard to choose against V, just from what I've been able to see and stuff like that.
Okay, fair enough. That's all I got, man. I appreciate you coming on.
I appreciate it.
And for sure. We'll see you in like 12 days.
In a couple weeks, man. Can't wait. Man. Can't wait. Y'all take care. Go Irish. Go Commanders.
All right. Get them off the screen. Be good, man.
All right.
Oh, man. That's like a long time coming. He's definitely wanted to come on the show. So it's good to have him on before it came.
Yep, for sure.
Cool. Well, you know, Jacob, I just wanted to cover those, you know, all those phrases. It's been interesting. It's been an experience to be able to not only like collaborate with Flag Beast. I mean, that, you know, he does an amazing job of just recording games and getting the right angles and all this stuff. And so me and him were having a conversation one day and he said, look, man, look on my YouTube and just, there's lots of stuff you can find. Yeah. And just being able to go, you know, go through different games, whether it's men's, women's, pro, you know, whatever it is, and just being able to find things to break down. My hope is that not only players, but officials are, you know, starting to watch these and say, oh, okay, here's a live ball scenario. Right. And I can see the rule and I can see the scenario and I can put it together now. Because we've talked about it where on the job training is really where how officials grow. Well, yep. Maybe this, you know, can be a social media type of training for officials and players because they don't read the rule book.
Who doesn't read? Oh man. Yeah. I think the biggest takeaway is the fact that we, you know, it's getting people talking and it's getting people saying the right thing and listening to the opinions of those who know what they're talking about. And those who don't know what they're talking about, it's pointing them out really quickly. So I think there's a ton of benefits from that. You know, keep watching them, keep giving opinions on them. It's a great tool to use.
Yeah. And then you see very clearly like the guys that only play eighth contact in the Northeast. Like everything for them is completely
good tackle. Get up.
Soft. It's football.
It's football.
And then I don't know if you saw it, but randomly some guy from El Paso just happened to jump on and make some comments to J.O. and, you know, basically like, hey, you're soft. I don't know who you are. You're a nobody.
Hey, good for you, brother.
You know, it was a good little honest Sunday night entertainment because it just, you know, that turned into a whole other spiel. But outside of that, it's been a lot of fun, and I think everyone's kept it pretty positive. So that being said, man, this has been a fun show tonight.
Absolutely.
You have any final thoughts? Any, Let me be more specific because TJ, you know, gave the generic. But Jacob, specifically you, what are you looking forward to in Tampa?
Man, I'm just honestly, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm anxious. I'm ready for it to get here. I'm ready to interact with We have a lot of different countries being represented, not just on the teams and the player side, but on the official side. So I'm really excited. We've kind of dabbled in it a little bit. We've had an official from Serbia come a couple of years ago. We've had somebody from Sweden come a couple of years ago. We've had a couple of guys from Mexico come up. This year we've got Canada, Mexico, Serbia. I have to go through the whole list. I'm leaving people out, and I don't mean to.
Cayman Islands, bro.
Oh, my God. We have – I don't even count him as the Cayman Islands, man. As much as he talks to us, you know.
He just lives in South Miami. Let's just put it that way.
Right. He's just south of the Keys. But, yeah, I mean, like, we have so many countries represented. It's so interesting to see the cultures and how people view things and how, you know – how their dynamics and how they're going to interact with folks. So that's probably what I'm most excited about, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think I'm in the same boat as you, man. I'm just ready for it to be here. Yeah. You know, me and my daughter we've been planning things out, you know, testing out the equipment. We're excited to, we just want to present, you know, what Clocks Running is, right?
It's
the perspective from the officials. So we want to take 5 days full of content and just be able to present what the officials are seeing in Tampa and what that looks like. So that's our goal, and we're excited to do it and just be a part of this big event.
Absolutely. I'm excited, man. I think this is going to be a really good time. I think it's, you know, it's a lot of opportunity, right? It's an opportunity for the players to come out and show that they're, you know, they're the best right now. And to wrap up a really, really great year of football. For the officials, it's another opportunity to come together and work with some great crews and put some, you know, put it all out there and have a great time. You know, and that goes for the directors as well. You know, we really enjoy our time there. We really work hard to put on a great event, and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, that being said, I just want to remind everybody, this is the best place to watch and listen to this podcast. It's here on YouTube. Get on there, subscribe, so you get alerts as soon as it's posted. We usually do Thursday nights, but, you know, sometimes we end up with a Monday morning episode or, you know, some strange things like that. So if you're subscribed, though, you get a notification. So go on to YouTube, hit the subscribe button. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok for the next couple weeks, I guess, until it's illegal.
Look, man, it should be great. Look, it's January 2nd. We're all still alive. The microchips from our COVID shots haven't kicked in, so we're good to go. I'm not going to go any further with that because I don't want this show to get political, and it's not going to get political. So we're just going to leave that alone.
I not to bring back to this movie, but I was like, when I was watching the interview, I was like, how did this even get like broadcast anywhere? Like,
dude, that was the first and only movie I've ever bought off of YouTube. I was so excited for that movie to come out. I bought it. Yeah. And 3 days later, they're like, oh, well, we can't charge for it anymore, so it's free. And I was so disappointed. I was like, I'm never paying for another movie online again. I was so disappointed.
That's funny. So, yeah. Anyway, and then we are everywhere you want to listen to a podcast. You can find us any platform available. And like I said, we are going to be live on the sidelines, in-game, miking people up, taking pictures. Look for me and my daughter because we're going to want to take selfies with you. We're going to have a lot of fun in Tampa, 5 days full of content. So that being said, Jacob, I can't wait to see you, man.
It's going to be such a good time, brother.
You know, I'm excited to get on the shopping cart, not shopping cart, golf cart with you.
I ain't riding a shopping cart around.
We could do it. You could get in it and I could like push you off the curb kind of thing.
No,
Johnny Knoxville style. Well, I'm excited to get a shopping cart in Tampa, get some cream cheese, and
pause. Good lord. Oh my god, you said you were excited to get some cream cheese and left it at that. Pause.
I love cream. I didn't say cream pie, I said cream
cheese.
Whoa,
man, this is
Even Jordan didn't say something like that.
Don't say this is a family show. I
stopped short of saying that, but I said even he wouldn't say that.
All right, man. We better get off of here before we get canceled.
We're getting close.
All right, man. You have a good night.
Hey, you too, man.
All right.